Next month, audiences across America will be introduced to Molly of Denali, the first nationally broadcast children's program to feature an indigenous lead character. WGBH, the public TV station that produces the show, held a world premiere event at the University of Alaska Fairbanks on Saturday, where locals got to see 10-year-old Molly Mabre and the rest of the inhabitants of the fictional interior village of Kaya for the first time. Molly is voiced by 14-year-old Indigenous actress Sovereign Bill of Auburn, Washington. Bill is of Tlingit and Muckleshoot descent. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early spoke with Bill after the premiere, who says that even thousands of miles away in Washington State, she still regularly expresses her Alaska Native roots.
We have a dance group that we perform with called Katia in Washington, and so oftentimes we have practices and stuff, and we do regalia making and beading and different activities like that that often draws us back here to Alaska. But sometimes we come to Alaska for a celebration, which is a big Tlingit and kind of festival.
How did you get involved with Molly of Denali?
Well, I participated a little bit in a Native youth acting group called Red Eagle Soaring, and they just sent in auditions, and I just tried it out for experience, and a few other kids did too, and then I got a call back and got it from there.
What was your immediate reaction when you found out you were going to be Molly?
I was very excited. I was kind of shocked. I didn't really know too much about it then, but I was super excited, and I just kind of like skipped through my house and tried to tell all my family and everything.
As a young Indigenous woman, do you find that you see yourself reflected in the TV shows you watch and the movies you see?
Well, no, I don't see that we are reflected or represented well in many of the films throughout history or the movies like Pocahontas or like Peter Pan that are shown to young kids and that show a very stereotypical and very untrue representation of Native Americans. So, but now that Molly of Denali is coming out, then there is starting to become the representation, and that's why it's groundbreaking, and it's not only showing good representation of like all Native Americans, but it's showing specifically like Alaskan Natives and showing the difference between just the usually thought of like headdress and the Plains Indians, and so it's showing the different variety as well.
How would you describe Molly to someone who hasn't seen the show?
Molly is just a very energetic and bright and persevering character. She always wants to do something and keep going, and if something doesn't quite go right in her perfect plan that she thinks of, she just keeps on going and just asks for information if she needs it, and just she really wants to know the knowledge too, and that's what kind of is brought up in the Native Names episode, where her Native name is One Who Informs Us, and so that's very big characteristic as well.
Do you find that you have similarities with Molly?
I think definitely culturally wise, there's a lot of similarities between our culture, but also just I often have to persevere, even through the show. Like, it's very fun and very exciting, but sometimes it can be a little bit of hard work.
And this is your first sort of professional role, right?
Yeah, this is my very basically my very first acting role. I did do like a little play in eighth grade, Annie, but that was pretty much it, and then I got this right after that.
Did you play Annie?
Yeah, I played Annie.
What do you hope that Native audiences get out of seeing a program like Molly of Denali?
I hope that they feel proud, because in our community and a lot of the people already like feel proud, and that this is showing in our teachings and our knowledge is being passed down to like a lot of kids and even families that are like maybe watching with their kids too. And it's just it's been very hard for Native Americans all throughout history, and so this is a step forward, and this is a step of revitalization of our culture as well.
And for non-Native families watching with their kids, what do you hope they get out of it?
I just hope they get a deeper understanding of our culture, and that because many kids or even adults just think of Alaska as like igloos and as just very, very, they don't know a lot about Alaska even, and or Alaskan natives. And so it's just breaking those barriers and giving them that knowledge that is needed and was never really there.
Do you have a particular favorite episode or a favorite moment with Molly, without spoiling too much?
Yeah. I think my favorite episode has to be Grandpa's Drum, because this is one of the first episodes that's even coming out, and it's so, it holds a lot of our knowledge, and it holds a lot of what has happened to Native people, but it's showing it in a way that that kids will understand, and that it's not too, it just keeps it still bright and still with how we were able to get through it, I guess. And so that episode is just showing the boarding schools, and that's showing how we lost a lot of our teachings and a lot of our ways, and how now that kids like Molly and this generation and generations before that have been fighting for our revitalization and our to get our culture back and to be able to sing and dance and do that. And it's all shown in that episode in a little like 11-minute slot, I guess. And but I think it's really powerful, and that's why it's my favorite episode.
That was Sovereign Bill, the lead actress for PBS and WGBH's Molly of Denali, speaking with Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early. Molly of Denali premieres on PBS stations nationwide on July 15th.